This is the brief on building mobilization infrastructure. You know, we often assume that recruiting missionaries is all about having individual charisma, but the data actually proves that boring back-end systems, not raw talent, are what prevent inconsistent results and massive candidate drop-offs. First, speed is literally everything. The data points to a strict 8 to 24-hour response standard as the absolute magic number. See, serious candidates usually contact two or three organizations all at once, so if you're taking 3 to 5 days to reply, you've already lost them. Gen Z specifically will just move on to the next thing if they don't hear back within a single day. Second, stop ignoring the long game. This is exactly where a nurture pipeline comes in. Believe it or not, organizations lose up to 50% of interested candidates who have longer timelines, like 2 to 5 years out, simply because nobody stayed in touch. The fix here is low intensity, consistent engagement, like a quarterly update, just so they don't drift away. Finally, you've got to find the leak. You have to track exactly where people are dropping out, not just who actually succeeds. For instance, an organization called Send International discovered they were losing candidates right at the psychological assessment phase. It wasn't because the candidates were unfit, but because the process itself was just way too intense. If you don't know which step is scaring people off, you can't fix the process. Sustained mobilization success doesn't come from individual heroics, but from solid infrastructure that supports consistent excellence. That's the bottom line.